When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones, and this has Been There, Done That, Got the Podcast.
Do you know we sound really serious when we do that?
Do we?
Hello everyone, I'm Kat Farmer.
Like we're reading the news.
Yeah, I feel I'm a little bit like a 1960s newsreader.
Hello, or, nation.
Or continuity announcer. That's what my mum used to do.
Never.
Yeah, she was a continuity announcer.
She was on the news.
No.
But what is the continuity? Well, I don't really.
It's the person. It's the person that speaks. As I'm pointing at the television.
Yeah.
It's the person that speaks in between the programmes. So next on Thames Television is.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Cat, God, you just keep this coming, don't you? We're still the mystery of Cat. So did she have a really posh voice?
Yeah.
Because you would have had to back then, wouldn't
yeah.
you? It couldn't be, yeah, now we're going up to Big Brother. You know, there's always like now really over-the-top regional accents now, isn't there?
Oh my God, you can't say that.
Because everyone has to be dead diverse. So we have a massively scouser, a Geordie, really over-the-top Geordie.
Oh God, I'm so sorry, make her stop.
It is, isn't it? But no one says that anymore, do they? They don't. If you look back on them, old news bulletins and stuff. I can't get over it. Can you?
Well, she did. She did have words like that because she was brought up in India, so she spoke really, really poshly. But then because her parents were Irish, when she used to get really cross, she used to then basically revert to an Irish. All these, she's all really angry.
Out.
Yeah. But she never actually spoke like that. She always spoke really posh. But obviously because she was brought up with Irish parents at home. And obviously when she was naughty and they shouted at her. So she only knew how to shout.
I wonder what they made of her then. Suddenly sang and...
Well, because they lived in India. So that's how they spoke. Because it was in the Raj.
God.
Yeah.
But you need to do who you think you are, don't you? Whatever it's
so
called.
No.
Oh, I'd love that. I'd watch
would
it if you did that. Yeah.
Oh, it's so boring. It would be a bit random.
All right. Anyway.
Be a bit weird. Anyway, so this week I've been there, done that. Speaking of random, as you know, we do get invited to some pretty random and unusual
events.
So I've done two this week. One, I went to invited to this perfume store called Amalfi, which is on Sloane Street. And honestly, when I say it was an eye-opener, it was extraordinary. I haven't told you this. Guess how much like the average bottle of perfume is?
500 quid?
£5,500.
What?
Honestly, it was...
Why?
Because it's made, one is made, they only make 100 bottles a year of each one. The story is fascinating, but it is just a jaw-dropping.
Do people buy this?
Well, they're not going to nick them, so yes. Yes, yes.
I tell you what, this podcast has got a theme today.
So it then comes on to, the other night I went to a photography exhibition, an amazing photography exhibition by a guy called Dennis O'Regan, who is an amazing, amazing photographer. But it was at Bang & Olufsen on Bond Street. You see my theme? Sloane Street, Bond Street, places where I've not been.
So Bang & Olufsen's all the sound systems and the expensive speakers and all of that.
Yes, it was. So somebody said, go downstairs and get a demonstration of the TV. And as I walked down, there's a record player. And I thought, oh, do you know what? I'm looking to buy a record player. And I thought, that looks quite snazzy.
Mm.
So when I said, how much is a record player? Then he started saying, well, it's new, the record player, and then there are the speakers that you get with it, and the little cabinet. And I did say the cabinet did not float my boat at all. It was quite Julian Chichester-esque. It was quite sort of modern. It's not my gig. So I was like, I don't want the cabinet. He went, well, it comes with the cabinet. He said, most people don't use the cabinet. They just put it in the loft.
We have to have the cabinet.
You've got to have the cabinet. Anyway.
Oh, Kat, what price are you going to tell me?
Guess how
much.
So
we're talking a vinyl record player.
Yeah.
with a cabinet that you don't want and but two speakers.
And also, it doesn't go in the cabinet. The cabinet, it just sits on the cabinet. So do you know what? It's a glorified coffee table.
Yeah, of course.
Not that, sorry, no. A glorified bedside table.
I think you're talking thousands.
Well, how much? How many?
3K.
Three? You get two speakers, remember, Marianne?
How much? Can't just tell me.
55 grand.
What?
And you know when you have to look.
Sorry.
Buckle up.
55 grand.
I know.
For a record player.
And two speakers. And you know when you have to go, okay. I just went, I'm not buying one. Literally, I just went, I'm not buying one. So then.
I'd have exploded.
Well, you sort of go, okay.
I'd have gone very shrill.
Okay. Well, yeah. Only dogs can hear you now. So then we went into this little room, and there were me and these three amazing women. So we sat down, the four of us, on this little sofa, and it's the surround sound. So it's an enclosed room where they do the television.
Yeah.
And the television is massive. I mean, I've got a big telly, obviously, as you know, I love a telly. But this was, I think it was 87 inches. I mean, it was...
So that's like a cinema room, isn't it?
It is for a cinema room.
Cinema screen.
It was enormous. And then you get two speakers, again. Oh, no, you actually get seven speakers. Okay, so you get the sound bar, two big speakers, two side speakers, and then speakers to put in the ceiling.
Oh, no, I can't even
guess
go there.
How much?
80 grand.
80?
What, how much?
Carry on guessing.
Oh, no, I can't. It's making me feel sick.
£275,000. And I said,
goodbye, house.
I said, can I live in it?
Does it come with a house?
I said, can I live in it? And then one of the girls goes, does he come with it? To the guy that was doing it. He said, do you come with it as well? Anyway, one girl says, my friend, she says, do we get the sofa? And I went, I bet they're throwing the sofa. Oh, honestly, we were just sat on the sofa. He's like, no, it doesn't come with the sofa.
I just think, how does any brand justify, how? I mean, they're obviously pitching to bloody oligarchs
not
or
us.
Something, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because that's not even pitching to somebody well off. That's pitching to somebody obscenely rich.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And they do sell them. He was telling us a great story, I'll tell you after, because it's not my story to tell, about one of his clients in Notting Hill. It's brilliant, brilliant story. It's not a bad story. It's just fascinating. Honestly, it is another world. So that's what I've done this week. I've literally had a jaw-dropping experience of, there is another world. It is another world.
Well, I'm going to skip what I've been doing this week because it's quite boring, because your stories lead neatly on to something I wanted to talk about, which again is all about budget and price. So, Kat, how much would you pay for an iron and an ironing board together? Don't say you don't iron, which you probably don't.
No, I don't.
Okay.
But so, what does it do? I mean, does it iron your
clothes? Yeah,
on its
steam.
Own?
Yeah, it iron. What do you mean? No, you have to operate it.
Oh, okay. All right.
So an iron and an ironing board together. What would you pay? What's the max you'd pay?
Max I'd pay.
For, say, a nice steam iron that gets all your creases out.
120 quid? 100 quid? I don't know. I would not pay more than that.
Would you pay £3,990?
What? For an ironing board?
Yes.
Does it come with someone to iron for you?
No.
Well, that's...
It's just being launched.
But what's so special about
so
it?
So it's a Swiss brand called Laura Star, and it's a collab with a fashion designer called Germanier, who I've never heard of. And it's meant to halve... It's an iron and a board, and it's meant to halve ironing time.
Yeah, but what if you're crap at ironing? I'm shit at ironing.
Well, you'll be all right because it comes with a smartphone app that shows you basic ironing techniques.
Oh, my God.
It also comes with a keychain made from Swarovski crystals.
Hang on a minute, it comes with an app. It doesn't come with a phone. I just get an app, which is like, what, $2.99?
Yeah, you don't get a phone with it.
Wow, okay.
You get a hand-sewn cover.
Nice.
But you get a built-in water tank that gives you hygienic steam.
What's unhygienic about other steam?
Well, this presumably is just more hygienic than most steam.
All right.
Hence, surely... you have to buy it from Harrods, and it's one pence short of 4K. Are you going to get one?
No. No, what colour? I bet it is ugly as sin, isn't it?
Correctamundo.
Is it?
Yeah. So the Times did this. They road tested it.
I'm going to look it up now.
Yeah, you've got to look it up. They road tested it, and the woman that road tested it, she was like, apart from anything, it's massive, it's bulky. The colour, it's kind of like a rainbow hologram.
Oh.
It's really, really unpleasant.
It looks like the sort of T-shirts.
Have you got it?
Yeah. It looks like the sort of T-shirts I used to buy my boys when they were like 11 and 12 that were disgusting, but that they really liked.
Flammable.
Yeah, it's like, but it's like turquoise. I can't describe it. It's turquoise and blue and purple.
Yeah.
And that bit there looks like a surfboard.
Yeah.
Like a surfboard and a boogie board.
Yeah.
In fact, so, I swear we had a boogie board exactly the same as that for 20 quid.
Well, you could probably put your boogie board on a plank and charge £4,000 for it.
Or you could just take your clothes out of the wash and just hang them really well so you don't need to iron them.
Or you could just get a normal iron and a normal board. Apparently you could get, because the press have been having all sorts of fun with this, you could get 222 standard ironing boards for the same price, or hire a cleaner for 2 years who would do your ironing for you. What goes, who do you think's buying this stuff?
The same person that's buying the tellies and the fragrance. I mean, nutters. Yeah. I don't. Do you know what? If you've got, I honestly think, even if I had that much weight, apart from the fact that it is ugly as shit, it's disgusting.
I would want something to robotically take everything I own in my wardrobe and do it for me. I've put it back on the hangers and put it back on and no damage done for that price forever.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the only way I could even think about justifying that. Is if basically I had an ironer.
Oh yeah,
a personal forever. Robot
so if you,
forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd want it to make my tea.
Oh, I'd want it also to do the washing and empty it. Oh God, I make the beds.
Oh yeah.
Strip the beds and make the
beds. Your least favorite household chore? I hate changing the beds, but my least favourite household chore is actually ironing, so I don't do it.
Well, I don't do it. Mine is probably putting stuff away.
Oh, I quite like putting stuff away. Yeah.
No, I don't mind taking it out. I don't mind hanging it. I don't mind folding it.
I quite
like folding, but then I'm like, do you know what? By that point, I've touched it too many times. Done. Bored with it.
Yeah.
Bored with it. Yeah. But no, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't like any of them.
I don't mind some of them.
No, I don't. I don't like any of them.
I find if I've been working all day, like using my mind, which obviously isn't very often, I like to then get up and just do something, whether it's put something away, you know, throw the flowers away or do a bit of a wipe down. It makes me feel quite good. Or put a wash in. Don't mind putting a wash in.
Oh, I don't mind putting a wash in.
I don't mind. It's something quite cathartic about putting a wash in.
Okay. Confess.
Go on.
We've got confessions coming up soon, actually. Yeah, we have. This isn't a bad confession, though. Do you ever forget the washing and then go, oh, my God, and have to put it on for like a really quick wash to like freshen it up?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Otherwise, it smells of mould.
Yeah, so you have to do it. But do you do that? Do you sometimes forget it and go, oh, I didn't take the washing out?
I hate it when I do that. I get really annoyed with myself if I hate it. Because I can't stand, I cannot wear anything if there's that slightly musty smell.
Wet dog.
Yeah.
But that, you see, I get that because I haven't got a dryer anymore, which obviously is very, very...
You've not got a clothes dryer. But you don't need one now because it's just you.
But I haven't got a tumble dryer.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, I've got Era.
Oh, I'm like a maiden. You've got a maiden. You've not got a tumble dryer.
No.
I try not to use it because it's not very environmentally friendly. However, when everyone's in the house and the lads are back, it's a near impossibility to not use it.
Yeah, no. So then I use my, I can't call it a maiden, my clothes horse, to dry the clothes. But unless you've got the heating on, there's this time of year where it's not warm enough, so things take so long to dry.
Well, and you're in an apartment now, so you can't go out and hang your clothes up, can you?
I've got a balcony.
Oh, could you get like a maiden on the balcony?
Yeah, you could, yeah. But that's involved stairs and
No, that's faff, isn't it?
Yeah. But I will in the summer. No, in the summer I'm gonna get a table and chairs. Oh my God, I can't wait. It's a real sun trap. We'll be able to go do a podcast right there.
Get a bronzy. Do a podcast from your balcony. In our cozies.
Right. I've gone too far.
Steady on. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Moving on.
Right. Let's ask. I was going to ask how often do you iron or do you enjoy ironing? But I mean, that's boring, isn't it? Because no one enjoys
We've
ironing.
Asked it already, I think, as well.
Some people do find it quite therapeutic. Yeah. No, I get it. And also, I've noticed, Kat. Oh, God, I forgot to tell you. I digress. I was in a cafe yesterday meeting a friend in Sevenoaks. And someone tapped me. She said, I love your podcast, yours and Kat's podcast. I didn't know her.
Who was it?
I've no idea. Oh. Never met before in my life. I couldn't stop thanking her.
Oh, in Sevenoaks?
So you chuffed.
Which cafe was it?
It was in Life on
Malabar.
High.
Oh, okay. Good coffee.
Yeah, good coffee. What is your least favourite household chore? Oh, no, that's the thing I was going to say. When we get off, we'll get a lot of feedback, and we do read it all. The three ways that people digest our podcast: 1, walking the dog; 2, in the car; 3, housework. Doing
really?
Housework, yeah. So we don't want to discourage housework.
No. I mean, you could always just sit down, have a cup of tea and listen.
Yeah.
Sunbathe and listen. Well, soon.
Sunbathe.
Soon.
Baltic out there.
We're going to be sunbathing soon.
Yeah.
We are going to be sunbathing soon.
Yeah. So what is your least favourite household chore?
Speaking of sunshine, check me out, Maz. What have I done for you?
You've done the same.
What have I done?
Perfectly.
Segue.
Fashion wins your winner. Right. I cannot get my head around this. I know we had a little... we diverted the other week to micro shorts just because of the thread that was going on the Free People Instagram page, which was hilarious. I keep seeing, in fact, you can't move for them, what I would call Windsor Davis, it ain't half hot mom, baggy shorts, worn in a kind of suit fashion, formally.
Yeah, they're like sort of long tailored shorts is what I'd call them rather than Windsor Davis.
But. Absolutely stupid.
Okay.
Who looks good in them?
Well, I'm assuming the people that wear them like them. You know that they are not my personal bag. Not a personal bag.
Honestly,
at all.
If you turned up in those, and you could, if anyone could pull a baggy short off, you could. I would really laugh.
They're very, I think they're sort of American cruise ship, as in you're working on a luxury yacht,
and they're
with
kind
a polo
of,
shirt.
Yeah, and they're kind of thing. They're tucked in, aren't they? It's like
yeah.
You tuck a shirt into them and put a belt on them, but they're really baggy and kind of knee length or slightly below the knee. They're not a culotte.
They're like they're a tailored.
They're
short.
A lovey boy, lovey boy, Windsor Davis. Baggy, silly shorts in all kinds of primary colours. I can't get over them.
Right, they're not really baggy. You're making them. You're
no,
making
they
them.
Are. Some I've seen.
Okay.
And I've seen kind of influencers on Instagram in them. Really glamorous women who can, like you, can kind of look good in anything. And I'm just like, no.
Shall I not tell you what I bought this week?
Go on, I want you to tell me.
No.
You didn't buy a pair.
What? Well, I just...
What have you bought?
No, I didn't. I'm lying.
Lovely
I'm joking.
Boy.
I'm like...
Oh, Jeanette Cranky. They're giving me
oh,
Jeanette Cranky
my...
vibes.
Of course I haven't bought a pair. I mean, don't be ridiculous.
Well, I don't know.
With what? Well, no. I don't... Oh, my God. Do you know my feelings on anything that...
You like a cruise. It is cruise wear.
No, not a cruise. I meant a luxury liner.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Anything that resembles or comes near to a whiff of pedal pusher, still scarred. Anything that also focuses near my knee... Forget it. I'm out. Absolutely no way. No. Crop trousers, yes. And even then, cropped only above the ankle bone. I don't like them too. I don't like culotte length.
But have you noticed that they're in? It's not just me, is it?
I think, do you know what? It's quite weird, isn't it? I think it's, I wonder if it's because, do you think that maybe, this is literally off the top of my head. I had a conversation last night actually with somebody about people are being, not made to, but there is now a 7-line whip. You know, the 3-day working week and 2 days from work, 2 days from home, 3 days from, 3 days in the office, 2 days at home. That, for lots of companies, is on its way out. And they're saying, you've got to do 4 days in the office for various reasons. I have my opinion
I
on
never
it.
Say this word normally, but people, it's known as being a twat. Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what it's known as.
But it wasn't for many, and everyone's got their opinions on this, but all I know is from people that I work with, people I know.
Are you saying that corporates or most companies are wanting people physically in the office now? Right.
Yeah. Because it wasn't working.
It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, I suppose it works for some people and it doesn't work for others,
exactly,
does it?
Exactly. And unfortunately, the few ruin it for everybody. Anyway, so maybe it's because people are going, spending more time back into the office. Maybe
all the tailoring's coming back.
Maybe it
because
is.
Because these shorts, again, the shorts that are annoying me.
Really annoying
you. They come as a package with a matching jacket. So it's almost like a trouser suit, but it's a short suit.
For me,
it doesn't work.
Well, for me, it's like it's almost. I don't know how to say this without offending somebody.
I've seen them in cerise. I've seen them in blue. I've seen them in all kinds of funny colours.
I don't know how to. They remind me a bit. You know, you sort of those real tomboys who don't want to wear. You are not allowed to mouth things like that at me. Okay.
Well, what we said people about tomboys.
I gotta have some water.
Right, let's move on.
Hang on, no. You know what? Who don't like to wear a skirt? Don't like to wear a skirt, but want to look have something that looks sort of a bit feminine, but a little bit masculine, and so they then wear that. I think rather than they don't want to wear a skirt. You know what I mean?
I don't get it.
I don't. It's not my personal bag. But then I wouldn't really wear a trouser suit. I don't really like a tapered leg trouser suit. I wouldn't wear a skirt suit.
I'll put something up. I won't put any influencers wearing them because that's personal people. I'll try and get a model shot.
Yeah.
To show what I mean about them. See what you think. We'll do a yes or a no.
I mean, I bet they sell them at M&S and Next.
Yeah. It's a major trend.
Do you also wonder if maybe it's because they just need other shit to sell? You know what? And we've got everything else. So, you know, why we're not going to wear white. Everyone's got wide leg trousers there last year. Let's do something else. Let's get them to burn their cash. Don't fall for it.
No, don't fall for that one. Absolutely not.
Can I just say what we are going to do? I think we should go and try some on. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, can we?
That would be. I'd look like Donna Stelle and you'd look like Windsor Davis. And then we could start singing Whispering Grass.
Oh, my God.
Especially we've got it all sorted.
We've got to get them in a sand colour.
But it's the daft colours as well. Really bright primary colours. Actually, if it was in the sand, it would kind of at least work in some way.
Or do you know what? Or at least a pinstripe.
Oh,
no. Jeff, you're going to do it. I don't like them. I don't like them.
Should we go in search? Well, first of all, we are doing our headgear.
Yes,
for occasion wear.
Yeah.
And then let's try these, the trends that we don't see ourselves in.
Yes, let's do that. Definitely. All right.
Okay, let's move on to our Meet Some Threesomes now. We're both watching, aren't we?
We're watching. So I am watching. It's on ITV and it's called Passenger. Now, Matt said to me, well, what's it about? And I said, oh, it's a horror. It's a thriller horror. And I looked it up and it is a dark comedy thriller. All I'm going to say is that I don't think it's very funny.
What did one writer describe it as?
Oh, I love it. Curry on acid. There are some, I'd say, slightly comedic characters.
Is it Northern?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes. My fear, because it is a horror. So if I just read you very quickly. So I think you're let's set in a fictional small northern town of Chadder Vale. BAFTA award-winning Wunmi Masaku plays former Met police detective Ria Anjunwa. She's amazing, by the way. Absolutely brilliant. As she investigates a series of strange crimes that have the townsfolk spinning on an axis, beginning with a local girl who mysteriously disappears but then reappears 24 hours later.
Oh, I quite like that.
So it's a big thriller, yeah. As a series of strange happenings and increasingly shocking crimes start unfolding within the town, Ria fights hard to convince the villagers that all is not as it seems.
Ooh.
But my fear is that it's going to be something supernatural, and I detest.
Yeah, you can't go near supernatural.
No, I mean, it's like Stranger Things. I mean, I watched it because I watched it with the kids years and years
ago. Oh, I loved Stranger Things.
Oh, no.
I didn't stick with it once the kids stopped watching, if you know what I mean.
Well, you didn't really like it then. I watched all of it.
No, I did. No, the last series, the kids had, I think, they'd moved on.
It's batshit. I mean, I watched it for I don't know, the music in the 80s, 80s yeah, nostalgia. Yeah,
it's nostalgia more than
anything. But no, as soon as you start getting something, it's a bit weird. So that's, I'm enjoying it.
Is it on ITV, did you
say? It's on ITV, you can watch it on ITVX. So although it's obviously weekly, you, I think it's on Sunday nights, you can watch them all. So I've done 1.5.
Oh, all right. I'm glad I watched that, actually. It sounds like my bag. So I'm also watching Palm Royale.
Ooh.
On Apple TV. It's new. It's a comedy drama starring really big names. Kristen Wiig from Bridesmaids. Laura Dern. And Ricky Martin. Because he's an actor now, isn't he?
I didn't know
Ricky
that.
Martin, fit as.
Is he? Can I just say once, I actually went to the loo after Laura Dern. She came out of the loo and I went into the loo.
In the same loo?
In the same loo.
Wow.
Yeah, it was at the Savoy.
Your buttocks on her buttocks.
Do you know what? That's exactly what I said.
Yeah?
And I felt a little bit weird about that.
Yeah. Did you not wash your backside for a week after?
Well, no.
Gone too far. Okay. So this is based in 1969. It's a woman called Maxine, and she's kind of a social climber. She wants to make it big into this kind of high society members-only club in Palm Beach, and all the really, really bitchy women who belong there who don't want her anywhere near it because they can smell that she's a bit of a grifter.
Oh, I love it.
And it's what she does to get herself in with them and into that club at any cost. Now, I don't think, for me, it wasn't hilarious enough to be a comedy or that dramatic enough to be a drama, but just to watch it for the clothes, the fashion, the way it's filmed, you know the Palm Beach.
Oh my God, amazing.
The blue.
Oh my God, amazing.
The sea, the swimming pools, and this exclusive club. It's really, really, you know, just take leave of your senses, and it's really nice.
Someone messaged me actually and said, because I like the morning show, they thought I'd love this. Is that, have you seen the morning show?
Yeah, and in fact, I'm nearly up to date with that. I'm on series 3 now. Have you watched it all?
Yeah.
Has series 3 finished?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Don't cry. Well, I'm on episode 7 of series 3. I'm near the end. It's become such a part of my life that I feel like I know them because I've binged it, the whole thing.
I
can't stop watching
it. I love it. I absolutely loved it. Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, Jen Aniston.
Jen Aniston's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what's his chops?
Oh, Billy Crudup or John Hamm?
John Hamm.
That well, pair. Watch and see.
Okay.
But
I also like, what's it called? I don't know. Billy Crudup. Corey. That's yeah. Really, I just like him. He's got a good character.
Yeah. Anyway, I loved it. Anyway.
We digress. So that I think that's worth watching if you just want some kind of sunshine for the eyes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we need that. It's very, very easy viewing.
You know, I think you're a journalist. Sunshine for the
I
eyes.
I just came up with that cat. I don't know where it comes from.
It's amazing. Honestly.
Yeah, so it's on Apple TV. Go in.
So we are now eating while watching television.
I've just literally finished picking the last of these from my teeth, the things you're about to mention.
So we have obviously spoken about the fact that chocolate is not my favourite thing on the planet, and I wouldn't thank you for chocolates, I wouldn't thank you for biscuits, I wouldn't thank you for cakes. Any crisp or any form of nut, I'm there.
Got my name on it.
So these,
yeah.
I love them. My favourite crisps in the entire world are...
I describe them as holiday crisps.
Well, yes. Ready salted ruffles.
Yeah.
And don't start with your ham on. And don't start with your... They do a ham on and cheese toasty flavour now.
Ham on y queso.
Ham on y queso. But this is just the bog standard salty ones. And I know you can't get them. But the most similar ones you can get in the UK that I've had are actually from Lidl, which are really good. But obviously, I don't have a Lidl anywhere near me. But what I did discover are... They're called... Crunch chips, X cut, and they're by a brand called Lorenz. I think that's how you say it.
Lorenz. Crunch chips. What does X cut mean?
Crisscross, I think. Well, it's not, you know, ridged.
They're ruffled, aren't they?
They're ruffled.
They're ridgy,
basically.
Ridgy.
And it's, I think, I don't know how Salone. To say it. They're basically, they're Polish. Salone. They had them in my local co-op. And I bought all of them. And now they only have the really batshit weird flavours. So like barbecue meat and just really, really weird flavours.
You've got all the others.
I bought all the others. But do you know where I found them? I've ordered them. Amazon.
You can buy crisps off Amazon.
Yeah. Okay. Everything from Amazon.
So what's lovely about those then, as opposed to any other, like a McCoy or any
other? Oh no, McCoy's too thick. They've got to be quite thin. So look, they're almost see-through.
Yeah, they're quite.
And the ruffle has to be, it's very, very, very corrugated. Okay. Can't be like a loose wave. It's got to be a tight wave.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Can you see how
it should be a taster.
Price like dream job. Crisp taster.
So is that someone's job?
Yeah, I suppose so. Oh my God.
Yeah, of course it is.
Shut up.
Yeah, like M&S and all the top brands have tasters, don't they? What about being a wine taster?
Well, a wine taster, I was just thinking that. I'm actually going to wine tasting this evening for a local bar.
When are you not going to a wine tasting? Oh, I'm having a wine time.
Yesterday.
I'm having a wine time.
Yeah, no, I did think about that, but you do have to have some sort of qualification. You can't just go, this is nice.
I like this one. Don't like that one.
No, don't like this one. This one smells like wine. This one smells like vinegar. That's not going to wash it. You've got to know your shit.
Yeah.
Whereas I think there's probably no qualification to be being a crisp taster.
Crisp taster?
You've just got to love crisps.
I think you need to apply.
And I think you also have to know a breadth of crisps, which I do. Just saying. I mean, I'd be no good at chocolate taste because I wouldn't like any of them, but crisp.
Worst flavour crisp I've ever tasted, and it's a brand that's really good, is Torres, and it's
not the Friday
fried
flavor. Egg. I've not had them.
Ugh.
What's it taste like?
Like regurgitated egg.
Oh my God.
It stinks. It's vile. And it's really expensive.
They're about £5-6 a packet, aren't they? So it's not worth it. I've always thought about trying it. But I don't.
They do truffle and stuff like that. They do quite unusual flavours.
The truffle is...
Well, you love a bit of truffle. Favorite. I don't love that much truffle.
I will say that...
not fried egg. Give it a swerve.
Every single other, like, sort of high street truffle crisp is shit. You just don't
you're
bother.
Fussy, aren't you?
Oh, but that's
authentic truffle.
Thank you. Yeah, it just takes a bit rubbish.
So, I have. Oh God, I've been meaning to get these for years. I've bought two new lamps, bedside table lamps from the White Company, because the ones I've got, I can't even begin to tell you how old they are, and they're just fall into bits. And it's one of those things. Do you have things that you just live with for years?
Yes.
And in other things you would never, ever, ever put up with.
Or you live without.
Yeah. But some things you just don't see, like
like
your bedside tables and your table lamps. Yeah. I don't see them anymore. But actually, they're terrible. My bedside tables are terrible. They need to go next.
I still need bedside tables. I've never got around to
ordering. You've not got around to doing them? No, they're just never on your list, are they?
Well, also, not having them hasn't been an issue. I don't need a lamp because obviously I've got no bloody curtains or blinds.
Yeah. It's like 24/7. It's like rugs. I live with a rug I don't like for years because I feel like it's a big purchase.
Yeah.
It covers a bit of room. So anyway, I've bought these and I'm so pleased with them. They're marble, are really heavy.
What colour?
Marble, like marble colour, kind of grey, whitey, creamy, yeah. Marble, it's called Cherwell Table Lamp, and they arrived this week, and I've not actually properly put them together yet, but I'm going to do it. And honestly, it makes such a difference.
But what about your shitty bedside tables?
They're going in the lads' rooms. That's next on the 1-2.
They're so expensive.
I know. I have looked. I've looked. All the ones I like, everything I like is expensive.
Do you know what I would like? I'm going to do at my next house. Instead of doing a bedside table, I'm just going to get like a shelf.
Yeah. Or you can just get like a really cool, like little, like a sort of tray table. And they can look really nice, but I've always got crap to put in the drawers.
I don't put anything, so I've not. I don't have them. I don't miss them.
No,
it's weird.
No, you don't collect clutter, do you?
Oh, no. Well, I obviously have stuff I get sent, but no, we've talked about this the other day.
Yeah. No, you're a chuck it in the bin.
Yeah. Oh, if it's not nailed down, I'll throw it away.
Yeah, I should be more like that, but I'm not. So anyway, that was a bit of a splurge for me, and I'm thoroughly, thoroughly liking them.
Well, should we be speaking about things that make us happy? And we're both quaffing now.
Because we're going to end by quaffing.
Do you know what? We're ending because we're actually recording this late Thursday afternoon. And tomorrow is basically the start of the Easter holiday. So
we're on our holidays, basically.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
So we're quaffing. I am quaffing something I discovered.
Yeah.
Discovered last week. And actually, it was in the wine time that I did with Helen. But it is a Crémant de Bordeaux. So what we were talking about the other week about Crémant being the new champagne.
Yeah.
This, Maz, is a Crémant de Bordeaux rosé.
Like it.
From Aldi.
Yeah.
Guess how much it is. Here, have a sip first of all.
Is it £4,000?
No. Here we go.
All right, go on.
Stood up. There we go.
Ooh, a little bit of that. Over then. So go.
There we go. It's made in the same way as champagne.
Yeah, that's nice.
How nice is that? £8.49.
Is that all?
Isn't it lovely?
I thought you were going to say maybe £14.
Well, I thought it'd be about 12.
Yeah.
But only because it was from Aldi.
Yeah.
God, that's good. It's really nice,
isn't
it?
That is so
it's really, really, really nice.
Oh, do you know what? There's an Aldi near. Now, what's down the bottom of our road?
Your road, Lidl.
Oh, it's Lidl,
Aldi's
isn't it?
Over by Sainsbury's.
Aldi's over by Sainsbury's. Bat and Ball. Yeah.
Over the Bat and Ball lights.
Mind you, Lidl do some good ones as well. £8.49,
loving
it.
Or, can I just say, actually, forget that. What I've just done, because I don't have an Aldi here, ordered online. You can order booze to be delivered.
Never thought of doing that.
I know, it's amazing.
What, did you get like a sixer?
Yeah, six box of these.
That's bloody worth it, isn't it?
Oh, £8.49.
What, 6 times £8.49?
I can't remember what it was. Because I put another couple of other bottles in that just from a random selection.
That's probably, it'd be less than 50 quid, that.
Oh, gotcha.
For 6 bottles.
Yeah, what was
that's
it?
That's great.
Oh, I can't remember what it would be. I'm just going to do the math now. You talk about yourself. Talk about yourselves for a bit. Terrible.
So, I'm also quaffing, and you've also quaffed this because we've had a go of it earlier. And I got £50.94.
50, because it's basically 50 quid.
50 quid.
Yeah, which is, that's not an inconsiderable amount at all.
No, but for 6 bottles of really.
If you're having people around, it's a bit late, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, never mind. You can have it
next bank holiday weekend. It's
yeah, but loads of people weeks? Will still be off this week, you know, Kat, because the kids are off.
Oh, God, yeah.
I know loads of people that just aren't around.
And also, it's going to be summer from now on, I've decided.
Oh, because what are you feeling about the clocks going forward? That just, honestly, that starts to make me feel good.
It's so weird.
What's the stat? Is it? It doesn't go dark till 7 o'clock. Before October now.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy.
I know. I know, for me, it's really, really life-changing. Yeah. I know that sounds really, really dramatic.
I get really affected by the dark.
The only thing is, I do find I tend to go to bed later.
Yeah. But that's...
And as soon as the sun's out, you know what happens.
What?
Don't look at me like that.
What happens when the sun's out?
Well, and it's nice, the sun's out.
Oh, you start drinking.
A little glass of rosé.
Oh, yeah, of course you do, for breakfast.
God, you look really worried
then. I was thinking,
then.
What was she doing?
I know.
Okay, so mine is, and we've talked about this brand before, it's a lovely British company called The Uncommon. And what I like about them is not only are their wines and bubbly, and this is a bubbly I'm talking about, it's called Bubbly Rosé Wine. Not only are they very delicious, but they come in cans, of very very artistic cans. And what I like about them is, we're going to be going for walks next week with our mates. I'm going to put a couple in a rucksack.
See, I take them to the beach.
Take them to the beach.
Such a good idea.
If you may be going round to your mates and you don't want a big bottle or...
Yeah.
Often, like, so in my house, no one else drinks bubbles apart from me. Nick won't thank me for them. The lads, when they're there, they'll be drinking their thing. And so I don't like opening a bottle. So opening one of those cans.
Well, I had one in the fridge when you came, didn't I? Because I've got them as well. I absolutely love them. But you can have one a night, just a little glass a night, because one can is 2 drinks.
And I don't know how many you can send off for. I think you can send off the packs, and I think you can do mixed packs. But this one is the
Eleanor.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, and it's a bubbly rosé wine.
Bubbly rosé wine.
It's
Pinot Noir. It's very good
it's
wine.
It's really. It's so easy to drink.
And I know you shouldn't say it, but the cans are so pretty.
They are beautiful, and it's vegan friendly. It's recyclable, and they are be certified corp as well, which is brilliant.
What's not to like about any of that?
And they've got names. I love that wine called Eleanor.
Eleanor wine.
It's got, do you know what that to me? That to me is the Penhaligon's of wine.
You know what? There is a kind of whiff of Penhaligon's about that artwork.
It's really, it's really quite sexy.
It's so sexy.
It's really
nice. I'm loving them. I love everything about them.
I do.
Anyway, so cheers to you, Kat.
Oh my God, chin.
For the coming holiday.
All 4 days
of it. Well, we've had it, haven't we?
Oh God, yeah, we've had it.
Yeah. We're doing this before, but
now we're back at work.
Oh God, okay. I've lost it. I don't know what time zone I'm in. Fine. Anyway, it's a wrap, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Been There, Done That, Got The Podcast. As always, head over to our Insta page at Got The Podcast to take part in our mini pod questions, because we put them up there, our debates, our polls, and everything in between. Daft little videos.
Look at all the links for things as well. In fact, what we put up, there's an amazing, the Uncommon. I saw this the other day. It just came up on my Insta. An amazingly hilarious video. It was actually at Christmas. It was that long ago, by one of the founders of the Uncommon. It's really, really funny.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I'll show it to you after. Okay. We'll put that up. It's good.
Okay.
So do, if you wouldn't mind, please do leave us a nice review on whichever platform you listen to. If you like us, of course. If not, then just swerve that and just go to somebody else. Have a great weekend and see you on Monday.
Bye.